Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. What's in a name? Marketers know that the name and cachet they give to an item will resonate with some buyers and boost sales. Aggressive drivers, for example, buy vehicles with names that remind them of wild animals, like the cougar, Mustang, and the United States Senator. People identify with car names. Have you ever named your car or truck? Now that the American taxpayer owns 60% of GM, will they let us name the new vehicles? Let those names reflect the current times. But no matter what the mileage, would you buy a car called the Recession? The Bailout? And since they may not have learned their lesson, all new for 2010, the 8-cylinder Default. Chrysler merged with Fiat, the Italian carmaker. Will they now market cars named for the rich history of Italy? Maybe buyers will cheer for the Gladiator SUV. You know, Julius Caesar was an inventor, too. He had plans for a litter chair powered by men that would get at least 6 to 8 Romans to the mile in the city, and on those good roads, only 4 Romans in the country. Centuries later came Michelangelo's plan for a hybrid vehicle called the Renaissance. It ran on the gas produced by little worms. People told him, "Michelangelo, that's Fusilli." He said, "No, I'm using little worms. That's vermicelli." It was so successful he named it after one of his more famous sculptures, calling it the Venus de Mileage. Some car names are strange. Who knew Hummer would be the name of a vehicle? By the way, a company from China acquired the rights to the Hummer. The only problem is you fill it up and an hour later it's hungry again. We move into subdivisions that are named for the things they replace, like Bear Creek Lookout. Well, they chased the bears, filled the creek, and look out for the prices. Developers will name a street so people will feel good about living there. They use words like Misty Glen, even if there's no glen and the mist comes from the factory down the road. I'd certainly like to have an address on Easy Street. Let's move indoors. A major manufacturer has gotten creative with naming some models of their product like the Reminisce and the Retrospect. It's a common product found in every home. They've even got a model called the Nostalgia. I guess it'll be marketed to baby boomers. What's the product? It's your toilet. Some call the bathroom the reading room, and for you, there's a model called Memoirs. In military academies, new recruits are the ones who take all the garbage, and it just happens to be the name of the most popular line of toilet as well, the Cadet. There's one called the Maelstrom. How did it get that name? The official description says, "In 3 seconds, a powerful jet flushes 1.5 pounds of soy paste." Better call GM. They could use a computer-assisted engine like that one on the new hybrids. Just plug in the old flush drive and head on down the road. And that's your Radio Buzz.